California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
The season is on, and game one of a 25-game mini-season is over for the San Jose Sharks, their 58th game overall this season. Final score in front of a crowd of 17,686 fans at Scotiabank Saddledome is the Calgary Flames 3 and the San Jose Sharks 2. Time now for our instant replay to tell you how it all happened. San Jose came out with a really good burst of energy in the first period. They were outshot 14-8 by Calgary in period number one, and Alexander Georgiev was pretty solid in net. But the real differential in the shots on goal came when Calgary had a couple of power play opportunities. But before that, the Sharks were in control, they were playing confidently, and Macklin Celebrini put the Sharks in front. Celebrini's line is out there for the Sharks. Wallman keeps it in. Nice job. Swings behind the net. There's Toffoli. Centers in front. They score. Macklin Celebrini. A perfect pass from Tyler Toffoli. But the key was keeping it another point at the blue line. What an effort by the San Jose Sharks. They're up 1-0. Oh, what a great goal by Macklin Celebrini. His 18th goal of his rookie season. Tyler Toffoli extends his point-scoring streak to 6 games with the primary assist. And Jake Wallman was the man who kept the puck in on the point. That was really just an exquisite play by all three of those guys.
Absolutely. And it's not a hard, and it's not an easy play for a defenseman. You got a forward barreling down on you. His job is to go through that defenseman, continue on, take the body on him. Jake Wallman stuck in there, kept his nose over the puck, had the ability to get the puck down low to lead it to eventual great play by Tyler Toffoli, who corralled that puck into one clean play, picked it off the wall like a true NHL veteran, got it to the front to a guy that the Sharks want in front of the net with the puck. Macklin Celebrini makes no mistake on a guy he might be looking at the end of the year when it comes to the Calder Trophy race.
And so, it was 1-0 San Jose. But the Sharks would get into penalty trouble during the course of the contest. And at 7:27 of the first period, a power play goal by Nazem Kadri, his 20th of the season and first of 2 points on the night, tied it at 1, assisted by Morgan Frost and Mackenzie Weegar. Weegar and Kadri each extended their point-scoring streaks to 6 consecutive games, as Toffoli had done earlier on the first goal. And so it was 1-1. But in the second period, the fourth line for Calgary ended up giving them a 2-1 lead. That was a battle win by Martin Pospisil along the boards. And then a nice pass as he got it to Ryan Lomberg. Lomberg centering it, and it would be Rooney who got his stick on the puck and was able to bank that one home for his fourth of the year. Rooney from Lomberg and Pospisil at 3:35 of the second put the Flames in front for the very first time. The Sharks, even in the shots in the second period at 13 apiece, were unfazed by all of that. Down by a goal into the third, they would come back roaring out, and it would be that line of Eklund, Celebrini, and Toffoli that would come through again, with Tyler Toffoli, the former Flame, tying it up. Celebrini dishes off to Eklund. He's out of the box, he's to center. He cuts to his right, leads Celebrini, cutting into the zone, moves to the middle, checked by Coleman, but poked it over to Toffoli on the left boards, back to the point man, and a slap shot by Celebrini just went wide. Kept in by Vuka Madulin. In front, Toffoli, the shot, save, rebound, score! Tyler Toffoli gets his own rebound and backhands it home, tying the game 2-2. With 18:06 remaining in the third period, it's Toffoli's 21st of the year. What a great goal by Tyler Toffoli, and a tremendous reaction after getting his first shot to the net. Reached it with a backhand and put it up top. Number 21 for Toffoli. Eklund and Mukko Madulin assisting, with Celebrini not getting a point, but deserving a lot of credit for the offense generation. Time of that, 1:54 of the third, and it was 2-2. But then the Sharks got into more penalty trouble. And there were a couple of calls that were, shall we say, questionable, maybe challengeable, including a four-on-four situation when Blake Coleman and Nico Sturm got involved. Actually, I'm sorry, when Mikhail Backlund and Ty Dellandrea got involved at 12:49. Delandria had just applied a hard, very clean, very solid body check on Connor Zeri, and then coming back on the back check, he basically got punched in the face by the captain of the Flames, Mikael Backlund, and they ended up each taking a penalty, and Toffoli was mystified, as was Delandria.
Yeah, I mean, we're still mystified up here, but you understand where it's coming from, right? You get a captain who sees Connor Zeri, who just got hit hard by opposing player, and Connor Zeri just drew back in the lineup after being out for a long time with injury. So he's protective of his own guy. He gets frustrated that he gets laid out. Now he comes back and takes a retaliatory play. Well, the ref only sees that that hit was given by Delandria. Now it goes back. There's a scuffle that laid over on the boards. He came over right away, and he said, "You two going right away," before he even thought about it, which, you know, it happens fast. The play happens fast, and he saw what he saw. But at the same time, we're going to end up with these officials tomorrow. The guys need to be smart because you don't want this stuff to carry over to tomorrow's game.
And so here we were with a four-on-four skating situation. And by the way, the Sharks were down to five defensemen at that point because Tim Liljegren got hit hard by Blake Coleman in the second period, did not return after the halfway point of the game. And so not only were they down to five defensemen for the rest of the game, but then Ty Delandria, who took the penalty, had to go back for concussion protocol, and he went back into the dressing room. So Fabian Zetterlund served the minor, taking away another option that the Sharks had as far as the forwards were concerned. In the midst of all of this, it would be a four-on-four goal for Joel Hanley, his very first goal of the year, assisted by Jonathan Huberdeau, who extended his point-scoring streak to five straight games, and also Nazem Kadri picking up his fifth point against the Sharks this year, one goal and one assist tonight, and that would be the game-winning goal at 13:28 of the third. What happened after that? Well, the Sharks certainly didn't quit. They were outshot 9-8 in the third period by the Flames, much of that during that 4-on-4 and some power plays, but they took two tough penalties at the end of the contest. Henry Thrun, delay of game over glass penalty. He was so frustrated that the puck went off his stick and out with only 2:56 to play. And then William Eklund, with less than a minute remaining in the game, got a two-minute slashing penalty, and he was really upset about it. He got a 10-minute misconduct in addition to that, and so his day was over, and that penalty was served by Walker Duehr, taking yet another forward off. And so everything was going against the Sharks at that point in terms of the manpower situation, and Calgary would end up winning. But it came down to the final couple of seconds. Macklin Celebrini had a really good angle chance, and you got to give Dustin Wolf, the kid from Gilroy, a lot of credit. He played a whale of a game tonight.
Absolutely, and he got a lot of help tonight from, I think there was three posts, the Sharks hit. But you go back to that play, the William Eklund play, where he gets called for the slash, and the Sharks just kill off a penalty kill. They got momentum now. Now it's time to get in the offensive zone. They get Georgiev out. They go down. It's a 50-50 battle in the offensive zone. You know there's going to be contact. You know there's going to be stick aggressiveness, right? And it just so happened at the time, like you call it, equipment failure. The Flames player's stick breaks. I mean, you're both fighting for the puck. It just so happens to break. Now you get all five Calgary guys' arms up in the air. The refs see that, and now an arm goes up in stripes. And the Sharks get back to the penalty box, and William Eklund, voiced his displeasure with the ref, and that's something you hope doesn't carry over tonight, or to tomorrow, excuse me. And you don't want William Eklund, one of the top players for the Sharks, getting off on a bad note heading into tomorrow. He makes one, questionable play, and all of a sudden he's going back to the box. You don't want that to happen, and that's something we talk about with this young Sharks team. They need to learn from that stuff. Keep your frustration. It's over. The game's over. Put it to sleep. Wake up. It's a new game tomorrow.
Final shots on goal in the game, 36 for Calgary, 29 for the Sharks. So Alexander Georgiev with 33 saves was very solid, and that's obviously a good sign for the rest of the season. And here's the weird thing. The Sharks won the 5-on-5 battle today, 2-1, and they lost the game. And how frustrating is that? When you win the 5-on-5 battle, you usually win the game.
Yeah, it's so hard. It's so hard. It comes down to a special teams game. And I think the reason for that is the penalties end up being 7-4. And, anytime coaches dive into these stats or a player dives into these stats after the game, you're going to look at it and say, we had 2 5-on-5 goals tonight, and you hope you get a power play goal, and 3 should be enough, right, in the NHL now. But it's such a fine line of making those plays, those small little detail plays. You think back on the first Calgary goal. Now, that goes in off our own guy. Georgiev was moving to his left. It was going to be an easy save into his stomach. It just so happened to clip the heel of our own skate. That's the difference in a game like this. That's the fine line. You put one in on your own net, and you throw away the 5-on-5 stats, and it's hard to make sense of it all.
Final score, the Flames 3, the Sharks 2. Calgary is 2-0 against the Sharks this season after winning at SAP Center in late December. San Jose has lost 6 straight games on the road. Overall, they're winless in 5. They drop back to 15-36-7 on the year. They have 37 points. Vancouver lost to Utah today in regulation. So this is a big win for the Flames, as Calgary now is only 1 point behind the Canucks in the battle for a wild card spot. Flames now 27-21-8. They have 62 points on the year. That's it for our instant replay from Calgary. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.